185 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Charlie Zonoff. 185 and 0 today. It is March 30th. Last Thursday, March 23rd. I scored one of the greatest boxing wins of all time. One of the greatest wins of my career. Beating Wee Waweo, a Samoan 180 and 0 amateur heavyweight boxer. Giving him his first ever loss in boxing altogether. Amateur pro combined. I beat him, and it was, you know, a one-sided match. He threw something in the end. I think he skinned me. He didn't land flush, but it's irrelevant, man. I was beating his ass all over the gym the whole fight. I mean, yeah, he did block some punches, but, you know, a lot of punches connected on his face. You know, the very first punch I threw was a jab to his forehead. I connected that. And then I landed again on his face, on his forehead. All the shots, like, I tried to time a 1-2, the right hand hit his glove, but it missed, but the left connected. And then after that, the famous throw some, bro. Bam, left hook here. I made, like, fucking 10 or 15 highlights of that punch, man. Yesterday, I put a great song that literally matches everything the rapper says in the song. It matches what I do in real life. It says, you know, I never lose fights. I'm natural, and, you know, like, beating motherfuckers up. It just matters. Just watch the video. You know what I mean, top Charlie's on greatest of all time. Great win. It's talking about 185. So yeah, I definitely want to take some time off. You know, I'm gonna see my girlfriend in mid June, like early to mid June. And I took a month off after I beat the Kung Fu champion, so I want to take at least, I don't know, we'll see, man. Whenever I feel like getting one, look, man, it's not about when I feel like it. Like I said, I beat so many fighters in my city, in my state, that nobody wants to fight me. It's a hassle to get one fight. It's not like it was last year. It's not like it was before, 2015, 2014, 2013, 2012. Man, in 2012, I would knock people out on the street, and I would knock people out in gyms everywhere. It's not like that anymore. I go to gyms, and I challenge world-class fighters. I don't just challenge anybody. I make sure that who I'm fighting, that he's a world-class fighter, or at least, you know, an exceptional fighter. But you know what I'm saying? I don't just fight bums, or I don't just fight anybody. You know, that's why. But the world-class fighters, like Marines, Navy SEALs, heavyweight boxers with fucking hundreds of wins, like the last guy that I beat and embarrassed and clowned, you know, it's hard to find it's hard to get fights against even them, because they all know who I am and they're afraid of me. The last guy wasn't afraid of me, but he lost. You know, it's just, I've done said it that I'm going to continue fighting for a long time. A long time. 200 and 0, I mean, listen, man, I got to 100 and 0. They're saying that 200 and 0 had never been done before. Oh, 100 and 0 never been done before? Oh, I did it. Besides me, 100 and 0 has never been. Exactly. So it's like 200 is going to be phenomenal, but it's just, it's another milestone number that I'm going to reach. And then when I'm 200 now, people are going to be like, oh, champ, when are you going to be 300 now? You know what I mean? It's like, come on. I'm going to have more than 200 wins when it's all said and done, man. A lot more. But right now I'm 185-0 with 150 knockouts. My KOs are a milestone. 150 knockouts. 150 is a milestone number. 150 knockouts. I knocked out 150 men in the sport of boxing and street fighting altogether, mostly in boxing. DBF counts both street fights and boxing matches, but as you all have noticed, my last five fights have been with gloves. My last four fights were all on video. 182, Anthony Thompson, 183, the greatest win of all time. I knocked out a Kung Fu world champion. 184, I beat him. Troy by knockout, TKO, knocked him sideways. 185, you know, the toughest opponent. Well, I mean, I'm saying resume-wise, 180-0 heavyweight boxer, unbeatable. Yeah, in Hawaii they don't have. Look, Hawaii is better than L.A., than New York, than Hawaii's the best place in the United States. It's an island, but as far as social, because see, in Hawaii, social media. Okay, in Hawaii people relax, paradise. Nobody gives a fuck about this Instagram shit, Snapchat. Nobody cares about that shit over there. I've been to Hawaii, man. I've been there 9 times when I was a kid. It's fucking. Like I said, man, Hawaii is the type of place you take your girlfriend to. I'd love to take my girlfriend there one day. That's why it's so fucking expensive, because you get for what you pay. And over there, yeah, you could get fights, but the social media, no, it's just not like it is in the States. It is part of the United States, but you know what I'm saying? It's an island. So maybe that's the reason why I'm saying this, is maybe because that's why his 180 and 0 is not shown. And another thing, there's a lot of fighters who just fight to fight. They do it to do it. They don't do it to, they do, and they don't even they keep track of how many wins, losses, but they don't like they don't maybe he didn't get recorded. Maybe they, listen, it was obvious that he was a top level pro by watching him fight, the way his stance, his head movement, his hooks at the end that he threw. It's obvious the guy has power. He just, couldn't hurt the goat. He couldn't land on the goat. And it's obvious the way he fights. Anthony Thompson, same thing with Anthony Thompson. It's obvious Anthony Thompson ain't no slouch. Ain't no slouch. That motherfucker would beat the shit out of Wilder. Wilder is garbage. He does not want to box Charlie Zonoff again. I don't think it's ever going to happen again. And guess what? Who cares? I beat two fighters this year that would annihilate Deontay Wilder and Jules Vallée and Derek the Giant and Anthony Joshua and the Klitschko. Klitschkos are horrible. They're not even in the conversation. Anthony Thompson and Wee-Wa-Wee-O. These two guys would beat the fuck out of Deontay Wilder, and I beat the fuck out of both of them. Conversation closed. Charlie Z is number one. Yeah, 2 months. Can't wait to be with my girl, man. Yeah, in Europe, it's going to be different, man. Europe is going to be great, man. Be getting pussy every day and be getting wins, like, very often. Then the wins are gonna start piling up, Then I'm gonna every time I'll literally like say, all right, well I'm going to the gym today, then I'll definitely get a fight that day. See, in LA it's just different. Oh, something I want to address. There is some look. I don't know. Maybe this guy really was a fan. Maybe I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't give a shit. The point is, he said he was a fan. He said, yeah, you looked great, but the guy you beat, he was gun shy. He was like, blah blah blah. He was talking shit, and I'm like, wait, what? No. There's this one dude on my Facebook. I block him because he's really annoying. He always asks me, any new fights? Any new fights? Any new fights? I understand that diehard boxing fans, diehard bare knuckle box, diehard fight fans, real fight fans, not this mainstream HBO fucking, not these delusional retards. I'm saying diehard fans will want to see their favorite fighter fight. And Charlie Zonoff is the best fighter in the world, hands down, the best boxer in the world. And diehard fans are going to want to see me constantly fight them, regardless of how great my previous victory is. And it was a brand new victory just a week ago. You know what I'm saying? And literally, yesterday was, okay, 7 days ago I won, but yesterday was 6 days ago, right? So this motherfucker, he always hits me up. Right after I beat Anthony Thompson, a fucking, like, a week passed, a few days passed, this guy goes, any new fights? And I'm like, motherfucker, yeah, there are. I just beat Anthony Thompson. And I was like, what? And then after the Kung Fu Champion, he did shut the fuck up for, like, 3, 4 weeks. And then again, he went with any new fights. And I even said, listen, man, what's wrong with this guy? I'm like, Mr. Any New Fights, man. Boom. And I knocked out Troy, sent him the link, and then, the last one, I'm like, what do you mean, any new fights? I just beat a 180-0 heavyweight. Let me catch a breather, motherfucker. Just block the clown. He's annoying as fuck. No, I mean, you got to respect. I mean, listen, man, what I did for this game of boxing, nobody has ever done. You're paid professional actors fight once a year. I've won 8 fights this year, 5 of them are on video. I'm going to win many more. Because I want to take 2 months off, that ain't going to hurt my legacy. I'm the greatest of all time. 185 and 0, just beat a 180 and 0 fighter. Last year, 72 wins in 1 year. That is a world record. Nobody, not John L. Sullivan, not Bob Fitzsimmons, whoever the fuck that is. None of these motherfuckers, Sugar Ray Robinson, they never did what I did. I can take as much time off as I want. This is it. I'm the fucking goat. I'm the best. Prove anything to anybody. I don't have to, like, oh yeah, I can only take this much time off. Listen, I beat everybody. You know what I'm saying? This fucking fake ass motherfucker, Floyd Mayweather, he literally never fights. When was the last time he had a fight? His fake fight with Andre Brito? That was 2015. And don't tell me he retired. He was always retired. When you fight once a year, you're basically retired. You know what I'm saying? The guy's a fucking fake. He's a narcissistic, fraudulent, fucking fake motherfucker. I would fucking murder Floyd Mayweather Jr. I would kill that guy. I would hurt that guy. I hurt his dad. I would hurt him even more. Because against him, I would be a lot more fresh. I was very fatigued when I smashed his dad. But if I fought Mayweather Jr., you all know the result. Look at my last win. I beat a 180 and 0 heavyweight boxer that would literally send Mayweather to the hospital. I would send Mayweather to the hospital. I would rush him and I would knock him out, and that's it. Exposes fake ass defense. You know, everything that he says about himself is all fucking fake to make money. Let him go, wrestle the Big Show again. Because that's what he's all about. He's all about fake shit, WWE. He's not a real fighter. Real fighters fucking fight a lot more often than once or twice a year. What the fuck is that? All these motherfuckers are fake. He's televised. Yeah, Anthony Thompson, the guy that I beat. Why doesn't Mayweather fight him? He lives in Vegas. Let him test himself. And yeah, because Anthony Thompson will beat the fuck out of him. He's 6'4 with an 83-inch reach. He's 188 pounds. The guy walks around at heavyweight. This guy would murder Floyd Mayweather Jr. And then this guy would knock some fucking Deontay Wilder the fuck out, and I beat the shit out of Anthony Thompson. On video, motherfuckers. On video. That right hand man? Oh, fuck. Come on. That's what I'm saying. These under the radar guys, they're way better than the guys that get quote unquote exposure. One sec. That's the truth. And it may hurt BoxRec people. Delusional box right people, and they heard, but that's the truth. The underground rules, motherfuckers. The new era. Charlie Zonoff is the new era. So that one man lead. How one real champion destroys every challenger that comes in his way, whether it be a mainstream challenger, whether it be an underground challenger, whether it be a U.S. Marine, whether it be a U.S. Navy SEAL, whether it be an Israeli soldier. How I pummeled him. 16 fucking shots, 11 shots landed on video, 5 more when we were on the ground. You know, great TKO. Listen, I am the best, the GOAT. I proved it. I can do whatever I want from this point on in my life. I can do whatever I want. After beating a 180 and no heavyweight boxer, this is it. Sky's the limit. I can do whatever I want. Meaning I can take as much time off as I want. I can do whatever I want. That's why I blocked this clown that kept... No, literally, when I knocked out Troy, this guy hits me up a few days after. He says, any new fights? I mean, and he's seen the Troy fight. This guy's retarded. He thinks I'm going to fight every couple of days, man. I'm like, dude, get the fuck off my Facebook. New fights, man. Fuck yeah, there are. Troy and the 180 and 0. 2 fights in a month, man. That's more fights than Mayweather had in the past 2 years. I scored more wins from March 10 to March 23rd than Mayweather Jr. did in 2 years, 2.5 years. Deontay Wilder, this clown, like I said, Leo and Anthony Thompson would have not weighed Deontay Wilder. They know how to actually box. Thompson was not gun shy. Thompson would crush Wilder. Well, Leo was not gun shy in the end. He started throwing in the end. He was gun shy in the beginning, but hey, I can't move his hands for him. That was his job to do. I was begging him to fucking throw something. He didn't want to fight. He was scared. And then in the end, he wanted to fight because he thought, like, hey, fuck it. It was like, you know, 15, 20, 30 seconds left, 20 seconds left in the fight. Now, you know, yeah, he was scared of it. Then I forced him into exchange. Point is, I beat his ass. Jabs, the hooks, Chuck Hook, I hit him with that 128. That was just, you know, that was, you know, Charlie Zonoff. Sweet Science at its very best. Charlie Zonoff, the GOAT. I mean, to all these delusional boxer people, who would have gave me the chance to one day beat a 180-0 heavyweight boxer? If I like went on their delusional forums, boxingscene.com or like Camel Dog, MMA, Sure Dog, BoxRec.com, whatever forums, and said that one day I'm going to beat an amateur boxer, heavyweight, the size of Lennox Lewis. He was about 6'4", 6'5", 225. Yeah, he's going to be 180-0 with 126 knockouts. That he had 126 knockouts. And if I would say I would beat him, they would all fucking say, they would talk shit and laugh. Who's laughing right now? Who's laughing right now? Boxer, did you guys see that laugh talk? Throw something, bro. You throw something, bro.